Rupi Jana Bala Suri Varadha Yashor Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashor Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Jamuna Tira Anucha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabeha Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Gopi Jana Balava Girivarada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banacha Natira Banacha Ayuradha Madhava Kunjabeha. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse
9. Mara.
Jio.
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 That's the phone in India. Jio. Jio. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gana Timirandasya Ganagana Shilakaya Chaksura Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupkadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Okay, and this is a second, the third of the four seed verses of the Bhagavad Gita.
So,
if we study these four verses very nicely, the whole Bhagavad Gita can open up to us, and anything else we read in the Bhagavad Gita we can understand better.
那么如果我们理解了不加梵歌这四个时节，那么对于不加梵歌就很容易理解了。
It's like if we plant a seed and then we water it and take care of it, then it will grow into a nice plant.
就比如说我们把一粒种子种在土壤之中，给它细心的浇水，让它茁壮的成长，它就会很好成长。So
the first verse, Krishna is explaining how everything comes from him.
在第一个，就四个种子世界当中的第一个世界当中， Krishna 解释说万事万物都源于他。And
then someone who understands that will worship him.
谁理解完全认识到这一点，智者就会崇拜他。So
this verse is describing how the devotees think.
这个世节就描述了奉献者的他的思想。Machitta
madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam katayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha Machitta madgata prana Bodhayanta parasparam. Katayantas chamam nicham tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Machitta, their minds are fully engaged in me.
心意全然专注于我。
Can you make some new garam pani? Madgata prana, their lives are dedicated to me, devoted to me.
他们的生活奉献于我。
Bodhayanta, they're preaching.
他们传道。
Parasparam, among themselves.
在他们中间。
Katayanta, talking.
讲述。
Cha.
Also. 也。
Mom. Mom, about
Mom,
me.
有关于我。
Nityam.
Nityam.
Perpetually.
永恒的。
Tushyanti.
Tushyanti.
Become pleased.
感到满足。
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
还有。
Ramanti.
Ramanti.
Enjoy transcendental bliss.
享受超然的喜乐。
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
也。
This is very important.The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss, always enlightening one another and conversing about me.
译文：我的纯粹奉献者思我想我，倾其毕生为我服务。他们从谈论我，从相互的启迪中得到极大的满足和喜乐。
Purport. Pure devotees, whose consciousness, as I mentioned here, engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of the Lord, Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily.Engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing him with other devotees. Okay, read that.
要旨，这里解释了纯粹奉献者的品质，他们全然投身于对主的超然爱心服务中，他们的心意绝不会偏离 Krishna 的莲花足，他们的谈话也仅限于超然的话题。这节诗特别描述了纯粹奉献者的特征，至尊主的奉献者一天24小时沉浸在颂扬至尊主的品质和超逍遥活动中，他的内心和灵魂不停地沉浸于 Krishna， 他们和其他奉献者一起讨论 Krishna， 喜乐无边。
Okay, so a little bit on that. So Krishna says, Yaman mana bhava mai bhakto, think of me and become my devotee.
所以 Krishna 在这个世界就说，你想着我的，想着我成为我的奉献者。
And that's what's discussed here. The devotees are always thinking of him.
就像我们刚才说。
Engaging in service.
Krishna 的奉献者呢，总是想着 Krishna， 然后用他们的生活来服务 Krishna。
In tushyanti cha, tushyanti means a very satisfying.
Tushyanti 就是非常的满足。
And ramanti means very bliss.
Ramanti 就是喜乐。
So it says from enlightening one another and conversing about me. So this is.What we have to think about, how much are we doing that amongst ourselves? How much, you know, during class, of course, but other times, a lot of times we're just talking and we don't really talk about Krishna and chant so much.
当然了，我们在课上的时候呢，肯定会谈论 Krishna，想着 Krishna，但是在课下呢，其他的时候呢，是不是我们也是在这样做呢？我们大部分时候可能我们都在那闲聊，然后我们也没有唱诵圣名。
So sometimes we feel like, well, I'm not feeling enough bliss or I'm not satisfied. And then we should think maybe I'm not talking about Krishna enough and hearing about Krishna.
有的时候我们觉得，哎呀，我怎么没有感觉那么满足和喜乐呢？那问题的症结可能就在于我们没有充足的去谈论 Krishna，来聆听 Krishna。
When we read about the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, about Swamis, they would come together and they'd just talk all night about Krishna Katha.
我们听到主 Chaitanya 的消时光，六沟 Swami 的消时光，我们听说他们在一起聚会的时候，他们会整夜的谈论 Krishna。
So that's they're showing us the example.
他们给我们做的表率。
So we need to try to organize our life so at least when we're with devotees as much as possible. Sometimes we have talk about organizing things or taking care of the building or the car, but that's all for Krishna's service. But we want to use the other time, to talk about Krishna and talk about Krishna's pastimes.
所以我们比如说奉献者在一起聚会的时候，我们要谈论一下组织，谈论一下我们的那个建筑物和我们的汽车啊，怎么维系他们。但是在其他的时间呢，我们应该用来谈论 Krishna 消时光。
So we say we like to go like in Trikama and Mayapur or Vrindavan because all day we're hearing about Krishna and chanting.
我们特别喜欢去朝圣做 Vrindavan 的 Parikram 或者是 Navadvip Parikram，因为我们那时候的整天的一整天都在沉浸在有关 Krishna 的思想当中。
So we want to be sure to invite everybody, please come to Mayapur for the Navadvip Parikrama. And the Kirtan Mela, because then you chant all day, and then when we right after that we do the Parikrama, and all day we chant and stop and hear about Lord Chaitanya all the time. Everybody becomes completely happy.
所以，我们应该努力的去邀请每一个人去参加 Navadvip Parikram 在那里去参加。沙提，
Haribol?
Haribol, now it's better.
This is
我
better.
们 yes, just now echo. 我们应该邀请每一个人去 Navadvip 参加 Navadvip 的绕拜，可以参加这 Kirtan Mela。然后呢，这时候我们就可以有很多的时间，一整天都在那里唱诵圣名，还有聆听有关于 Chaitanya 的。当我们不唱诵的时候呢，我们就会停下来聆听有关注 Chaitanya 的消时光。
I got this Chinese Xiaomi phone, very cheap, and the sound is so much better and more clear than the iPhone.
马尔说他现在有一部新的是中国产的手机，然后这个比 iPhone 质量还要好。
Okay, so. The next verse, next paragraph. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they're actually accentuating the love of God.
在奉爱服务的初级阶段，他们从服务本身品尝到超然的喜乐，在成熟阶段，实际上已处于神爱之中。
So that means, we like doing different things.
这就说明我们喜欢做各种各样的活动。
So we do it for Krishna and we enjoy doing it, but gradually we develop love for Krishna.
我们喜欢做这些活动，并从中得到快乐，最后我们得到对 Krishna 的爱。
And whatever service we're doing, we're happy with it because it's
giving pleasure to Krishna.
无论任何我们所做的服务呢，我们都感到快乐，因为这样的服务会给 Krishna 带来快乐。
So, then in the mature stage, we're in love of Godhead. In that transcendental position, you can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode.
一旦处于那超然的境界，就能品尝到主在他的居所才展现的最高完美。
Lord Chaitanya compares this transcendental service to planting a seed in the heart of the living entity.
主柴丹尼亚将超然奉爱服务比作在生物心中播下种子。
It's called the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of the creeper of devotional service, of Bhakti.
这被称为 Bhakti Lata Beej, 是 Bhakti 的蔓藤的种子。
So that gets planted when we, you know, we get a little faith, we meet devotees and we hear about Krishna, we get some desire. Then we have to take care very carefully, just like if you're a farmer, you have to plant the seed very carefully and you have to water very carefully and put a fence sometimes to keep the animals away.
那么就是我们跟奉献者一起聚会见到他们的时候，我们得到了一些信心，之后我们开始做父爱服务，这时候呢，我们要非常细心的照料这个种子，小心的给它浇水，然后让它免于暴晒和这些虫害。
So now, like if we go to Vrindavan around or Govardhan, they planted so many trees all around.
现在我们去 Vrindavan 绕拜的时候，我们会发现，种了很多新的树木。
But when they plant them, they're very small.
这些树木刚开始的时候是小树苗。
So they put a fence around, a strong fence.
他们就在这个树的周围筑起了篱笆来保护树苗。
Otherwise, a cow or a pig or something will come and eat it and finish. It'll never grow.
否则的话，那温达文的母牛和猪就会过来把这个小树苗吃掉。这个小树苗永远不会长成参天大树。
Then they have to go around in the truck and water it.
还要给它浇水。
Eventually, they get big, strong.
最后，这些树会长大，长得强壮。
We get that seed planted, and by chanting and serving nicely, it will flourish. It'll be protected by being association of devotees.
我们通过唱诵来和服务来给它浇水，我们还要跟奉献者联谊。
But if we make offenses and we don't try to stop our offenses, then it's just like driving a big bus over the little tree or something and smash it.
如果我们在这个过程当中做出冒犯，那么这个蔓藤它就会被摧毁。
So then this purport prophecy, there are innumerable living entities traveling all over the different planets of the universe, taking birth here and there and here and there.
在要旨当中，释迦牟尼佛说，有无数生物在整个宇宙的不同星宿上漫游，其中只有少数生物能幸运地遇上纯粹奉献者。
And out of all of those, some are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee.
其中只有少数生物能幸运地遇上纯粹奉献者。
And understand devotional service.
获得了解奉爱服务的良机。
So Lord Chaitanya said in Brahmati Bhumiti Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej, the living entity is wandering around through many different universes, taking birth in demigod, taking birth in the animal, taking birth here, taking birth there.
So Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说了上面这个师节，有无数的生物体，他们有的投生为半神，有的投生为动物，在这里和那里投生。
Then By the mercy of Krishna, he'll get a guru.
即对 Krishna 的仁慈，你会得到 guru。
Krishna is in everyone's heart, and he knows someone finally gets some kind of desire to know him, then he'll arrange for us to meet a guru.
Krishna 在每个人的心中，他了解到一旦有一个幸运的灵魂想要理解他，他就会安排一个 guru 来到他跟前。
Usually that's called a Vartma production of guru.
通常第一位 这样的一位人被称为 Vartna Pradaksha Guru.
That's the one who first tells you about Krishna.
也就是第一位给你讲述 Krishna 的人。
So that may be someone just gives you a book, or just somehow or other you find them, hear the kirtan somewhere, or you know, someone just asks you, say, can you say Krishna?
可能这样的人他递给你一本书或者是他你听到了 Kirtan 或者是他要求你你能不能念一下 Krishna 的名字呢
There's one video online now that some devotees they were in America and they were had the Mridanga cartels and a bunch of brahmacharis
在网上有一段视频有一些 Brahmachari 真守生他们拿着 Kowtow 和 Mridanga 唱诵
And they would ask people Can you say Gauranga?
他们就会要求路人 你能不能说 Gauranga?
People say Gauranga
人们就会说 Gauranga
Then the devotees would start jumping Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga,
奉献者他们就使劲的敲鼓就开始使劲的喊 Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga.
Then they would ask somebody else. Again, go wild.
他们就会又找另外一个人又可以要求他念 Gauranga 的名字。
And so far, 26 million people have watched that little video.
至此为止已经有2600万人看了这段视频。
So when that seed is planted, then, you know, we start chanting or we start reading Bhagavad Gita or whatever, interest increases and then we'll meet more devotees.
那么是如果有的人很幸运他开始了念诵或者开始读佛教梵歌然后他们的兴趣增长了他们就会变成奉献者。
And eventually become serious.
最终呢他们会变得越来越严肃认真。
So when that, if we go on hearing and chanting, then that plant will grow.
我们继续念诵的话那么这个植物就会越来越长大。
So that this can finally penetrate the mature universe and go to the spiritual world.
这株蔓藤最终能够穿透物质的宇宙进入到灵性世界。
They're saying here it goes through the material world and then to the Brahmajyoti, then to the Vaikuntha, and finally to Goloka.
当然我们现在是身处在物质世界那么最终这个植物蔓藤就能够穿越 Brahmajyoti 泛光然后达到 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿最终能达到 Goloka 文大文。
The watering is the, makes it grow. It's like you have to water your, if you're growing a garden, you have to make sure it gets water.
那么我们一定要确保这株蔓藤得到水分。
It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
就在永恒的柴田念经当中的描述。
But we have to remember that just like if you have a garden, when you water, the weeds also grow.
我们要记住，当我们有一个花园，我们给这个花园施浇水的时候，杂草也会生出来。
So we need to pull out the weeds.
我们需要把杂草给连根拔除。
We have to know what is a weed and what is the real vegetable or the flower.
你要知道哪些是杂草，哪些是你想要的蔬菜或者花儿。
Because if anybody ever had a garden, the weeds grow much faster.
如果有人有一个曾经有种园艺的经验的话，他们知道这个杂草比那个他想要的种子增长得更快。
But so we have to be careful of offenses, so they're like the weeds, and they can choke off the creeper.
我们要小心避免冒犯，这个冒犯就好像是杂草，它会把蔓藤给扼杀在窒息。
So when it fully gets to the lotus feet of Krishna, then we get fully absorbed in love of God.
当这个蔓藤最终到达 Krishna 的莲花足的时候，我们就能达到了充足的、充分的
通。We're always feeling separation from Krishna, then we want to be with Krishna.
我们这时候感到跟 Krishna 的分离之情，就想永远和 Krishna 在一起。
Like a fish has to be in the water, the fish can't live outside of the water.
就像鱼儿离不开水。
So we're in the material world where it's like a fish. We're trying to live and enjoy, but it's a totally wrong environment for the soul. So we can't really be happy. We can sometimes think, oh, now it's nice.
我们现在在物质世界就好像离开了水的鱼儿，我们的内心感到非常的不快乐，就因为这不是我们正常的环境。
It's all illusory.
因为这里到处都是幻象。
So in that state, we get transcendental qualities, spiritual qualities.
我们需要培养灵性的品质。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of stories about this relationship between the Lord and his devotees. So the devotees love the Srimad Bhagavatam.
在博伽瓦坛当中都是有关于 Krishna 和他奉献者之间的关系，所以奉献者特别喜欢阅读圣经博伽瓦坛。
And there's a nice verse Prabhupada refers to from the 12th canto, chapter 13, text number 18. Shrimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Ekam.Amalam Ganam Param Giyate Tatra Gana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naiskarmyam Avishkritam Tach Shrinvan Supatan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchen Naraha
这有一个博伽法坛
is a spotless Purana.
这是出自圣典博伽瓦坛第十二篇十节十三至十节十八。博伽瓦坛就是一部纯洁无瑕的往事书。
Other Puranas have all kinds of instructions about, you know, enjoying the material world from the mode of goodness and all different modes of nature.
其他的普兰纳往事书，有关于物质世界。涉及到怎么在这里享受善良形态。
But the Bhagavatam is only bhakti.
但圣典博伽瓦坛谈论的仅仅是 Krishna.
Because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsa.
因为他谈论的是纯粹的和至尊的知识，有关于 Paramahamsa 至尊天鹅。
It shows us how to get free from all material work.
告诉我们怎么摆脱所有物质的活动。
Anyone who seriously tries to understand the Bhagavatam and hears and chant with devotion becomes completely liberated.
任何人认真严肃地去聆听博伽瓦坛唱诵关于奉献服务，就能完全得到解脱。
So Lord Chaitanya always referred to the Srimad Bhagavatam as the Amala Purana. It's not, there's no mala. Mala means bad things.
如 Chaitanya 总是把博伽瓦坛称为 Amala Purana， 纯粹无瑕的往事书。Amala mala 的意思就是错误、瑕疵。
Kali Yuga is full of bad things.
Kali 年代是充满各种各样的不好的事物。
But we learn from the Upanishad that Iti shodasakam nam nam. Ali kama shanapanam. That's it. The way to defeat all these bad qualities of Kali is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
在乌帕尼沙德当中就说到，想要战胜这一点的方法就是通过唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
So the Bhagavatam it says here is the only one that completely describes everything about Krishna.
博迦瓦坛它充分的全面描述了 Krishna。
And then there's no need for any other spiritual literature.
无需任何其他经典。
That we can have commentaries on Srimad Bhagavatam, but not, we don't need the other, you know, Puranas and all those things for spiritual knowledge. Everything is in the Bhagavatam.
为了获取灵性知识，我们无需去参考其他的 Purana 往事书，一切都包含在《圣典博迦瓦坛》这部巨著当中。
So the realized souls take constant pleasure just hearing about Krishna.
一位自我觉悟的灵魂，他完全是通因为聆听 Krishna 就感到满足了。
Rupa Goswami praying like, I wish you could be attracted to Krishna the way a young boy is attracted to a girl.
Rupa Goswami 做了一个比喻，我们被 Krishna 吸引的程度就好像年轻男女的相会。
When we see a young boy and girl together, they're holding hands, or sometimes they're embracing each other right in public, but they're completely unaware of anything around them. Totally happy to be with each other.
我们有时候就见到这一幕，年轻男女他们在恋人在一起的时候呢，他们握手，有时候相拥，他们完全无视周围的环境，因为他们已经完全沉浸在他们的关系当中。
Of course, sometimes in a few hours they might be fighting, but devotees are.Like that, just to be chanting or just to be hearing anything about Krishna, they're completely satisfied. They don't worry about what's going on in the material world.
那奉献者他们就好像这样的情况，他们完全的沉浸在聆听和唱诵当中。他们对于物身边的真身处的物质世界完全是不知不觉。
So that's the thing. What is a devotee? They're just, you know, always thinking of Krishna. Just like Krishna says, you become my devotee two times. Manmana bhava madbhaktam.
Krishna 就说了两次，你成为我的奉献人 ，manmana madbhakta.
And become my devotee and worship me, think of me. That's very easy, simple, but not so easy because.Mind is so contaminated from so many lifetimes.
那么作 Krishna 的奉献者，总是想着他崇拜他。这个事情非常的简单，但做起来并不容易，因为我们的心意已经被严重污染了。
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it kindly much more easy. Just chant the holy name.
主宰的妈巴布让这件事情变得非常的简易，只要去唱诵圣名。
Get together with devotees and have kirtan.
奉献者们在一起聚会就开始 kirtan 唱诵。
Anyone can chant the holy name. It's very easy. Children can learn very quickly.
任何人都可以唱诵圣名，很简单，连一个小孩子都可以 kirtan。
My Prabhupada said you don't need to know the language of the mantra. It's transcendental.
Prabhupada 说你不需要理解这个语言，不需要懂这个语言，因为它是超然的。
It will have its effect.
它自动的就会产生效果。
But if we're chanting and we're Krishna, we're thinking, why? That's just the name of Krishna. is so wonderful that we want to know more about Krishna. So we read Bhagavad Gita and we read Krishna book.
当我们唱了 Krishna 的名字的时候，我们就会有进一步的兴趣，就想要去阅读《不叫梵歌》和 Krishna 快乐的宣言。
Okay, so let's see if there's any question.
我们看看这个问题。好，现在有两个问题。长者维拉斯尼。Devadasi, 在微信里有奉献者联系我或者当面说奉献者的不是或者不确定的事，这时我怎么做更好？In the WeChat, sometimes devotees contact me through WeChat. They would in front of me to say bad things about devotee or say things not so certain.In that circumstances, what's better for me? What should I do?
If they will listen, we have to explain to them that this is, you know, we should look at ourselves first.
如果他们听你说的话，你要跟他们解释说，你要首先先看看自己。
I mean, you'll find that in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Buddhism, and Christianity, everywhere, that, you know, look inside yourself, try to purify yourself.
那么在圣典薄伽瓦坛、薄伽梵歌还有基督教的历史上的基督教的书籍当中都有这样的话语，你首先要看你的自己的内心内省，你首先要
We're suffering, you know, we have to know that our suffering is not because of other people. Someone else may be seemingly the cause of our trouble, but actually they're just the agents of our karma.
有时候我们在受苦，我们把这个归咎于别人，但实际上这个不是原因，他们只是我们 karma 我们的业报的代理人。
And you can just say, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear any criticism of devotees.
你就跟他们说，对不起，我不想听你对奉献者的批评。
But if the devotee is doing something very, very illegal or terrible, then that's not everybody's business. That's a business of leaders or managers or something.
那像有的奉献者，比如他做了非常的不合法的事情，那这也不是普通的奉献者的责任去管这件事，这是领导和管理者的事情。
So hopefully we can engage people in more kirtan and purify their consciousness.So they can see things properly.
我们希望能奉献者能有更多的 kirtan 齐诵圣名，聆听，这样他们有正确的视域。
Okay.
好，这样的回答可以吧？那么第二个问题是的，真正大师的问题，感谢马尔讲课。问题一：父爱的种子巴提拉达的生长需要种子本身质量要好。需要肥沃土壤，需要辛勤的灌溉。请问好的种子是指的什么？肥沃土壤指的什么？There are two questions. The first is the thank you, Mar, for your lecture. And the Bhakti Lata beach needs nice quality seeds and needs fertile.Ground land and needs endeavor to water it. My question is that what does good beach mean?
Well, the seed is.
And what
is the seed?
Yeah.
So that's planted when we first hear about Krishna. We first get interested in wanting to hear about Krishna or serve Krishna.
这个就是币制，就是指的兴趣。我们想要聆听 Krishna， 想要服务 Krishna。
Then, but just like if you plant any seed, we have to prepare the ground first. So we have to make our heart clean, place where Krishna would like to be.
就像你种任何的种子，需要一片土壤，我们需要。清理我们内心这片土壤，让这个种子好生长。
So, you know, free from fault finding and criticizing devotees, that doesn't help.
不要去挑错，吹毛求疵去找奉献者的错误，这不会有助于这个种子的生长。
So we have to keep the heart clean by desiring, you know, prefer, give up lusty desires and be thinking, how can I please Krishna and Guru?
我们应该驱逐内心的这色欲，而要想着怎么去取悦 Guru， 取悦 Krishna。妈妈
The question
is that, what's the seed, there are good seed and bad seeds, and the question is that, what's the good seed and what's the good land, the fertile good land?
That means that the heart is pure, we just want to serve Krishna.
那个好的土壤就是指的是净化的土壤，我们只想服务 Krishna。
So in the beginning, of course, it's maybe not a huge desire, but we get some kind of desire, so that seed gets planted.
一开始可能愿望不是很强烈，但是有一点点那么微弱的愿望，那所以这个种子也是可以播种下去的。
And so by properly hearing and chanting about Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, chanting and kirtan, sankirtan, then both the seed and the ground gets made better.
那么通过kirtan, 通过唱诵，通过聆听 Krishna, 通过做奉献服务，那么这个种子和土壤都会变得越来越质量好。
It's not only watering, but it helps to clear out the weeds, but the weeds are fault finding and, you know, less sinful activities and, you know, trying to be God or trying to be the, you know, the enjoyer, those are weeds, and we have to be careful to throw those out.
那么这个杂草就是比如说吹毛求疵，喜欢挑别人的缺点，喜欢批评别人，要自己成为神，自己做享受者，我们要把这些杂草连根拔除。
Okay.
And the second question from Rajendra Prabhu is that, 浇过水的过程也有杂草生长，会窒息风爱爬藤的生长，需要拔出杂草，分辨不出哪是杂草哪是爬藤怎么办？分辨出来后如何拔出杂草？The second part of the question is that during the process there are weeds and will choke up the bhakti lata. Have to pick out the weeds, but I can. If we cannot distinguish which is weeds, which is bhakti lata, what to do? And if we have distinguished the weeds, how can we pick up the weeds? Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay, well, just like the farmer has to know the weeds, the difference. Otherwise, sometimes you cultivate the weeds.
就像那个农民，他们要辨认出杂草，否则话他会种下的就是杂草。
Like I heard a story, and I've seen this other places. Devotees somewhere they were growing tulsi, and the plant they had was growing really big and really nice, and they were thinking, "Wow, this is really great. We're doing such a good job of growing tulsi."
我听说过这样的事情，就是有的奉献者他种杜拉西，后来呢他发现有一个植物就长得非常的茁壮成长，他觉得哎呦太好了，你看我杜拉西长得多好啊。
And then Prabhupada came there, and they said, Prabhupada, come and see our Tulsi.
然后帕帕来了，奉献者就跟帕帕说，帕帕，你看一下我们的图拉西。
And Prabhupada went in the room and he said, that's not Tulsi.
Prabhupada 走进房间里，他说，这不是图拉西。
So that can happen. So, but as far as the weeds in the heart, they're described, you know, the desire for honor and fame and recognition and, you know, we want to be the controller and all those things. These are weeds, lusty desires. So we have to know by hearing from the scripture and guru what is good and what is bad. The desire to serve Krishna, that's good. So we want to try to increase that. If we feel ourselves getting lusty desires or angry desires or envious, and those are dirty old weeds, we have to say, no, I don't want that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
那么我们这个愿望，这种想，想要渴望得到别人的认可，想要得到名声的愿望，想要出人头地的愿望，有这个想要作为控制者，内心有嫉妒、色欲，这些都是属于杂草。然后我们要通过聆听咕噜，聆听经典来辨认这些杂草，通过服务来增加还有想内心的这些嫉妒、愤怒，这都属于杂草。我们这时候一旦有杂草出现了，我们需要大声唱 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna。
Is that all right?
这样的可以吗？回答。
No. We learn from, you know, we learn from senior devotees, from Guru and Krishna, what is the proper desires. And that means our desire to serve Krishna, to chant more, to love devotees.
那我们需要通过向年长奉献者学习，向 Guru 学习。就是我们要服务 Krishna 的愿望，我们应该培育来去服务 Krishna 的愿望，培育念诵的愿望。
Okay. Thank you, Roger. You always have good plans.
Good. 谢谢你 ，Roger， 服务你的问题总是很好。顺便有个小问题，昨天有个粉丝问圣涅波达塔，那字面意思是什么啊？Small question for Rajendra Prabhu. Yesterday, some devotee asked, "What's the literary meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam?" Thank you.
Srimad means very beautiful.
Srimad 的意思是美丽的，非常美丽。
Bhagavat means Krishna.
Bhagavat 是 Krishna.
So what Prabhupada said, it means the beautiful story of the personality of Godhead.
Prabhupada 说的是，至尊有关于至尊性格神手的美丽的故事。
Okay.
Mara, that's also the second question from the Madhaji Chandra Vilasani, who asked the first question, the second part. Do you have time?
Yeah.
Yeah. The second question, 我们平常联谊传教、圣人讲课、菩萨的是不是都很重要？各占50%的比例那么重要呢？我们平常联谊传教、圣人讲课是不是很重要？What's the percentage of the association preaching sadhu, the lecture from sadhu prasadam? They are both important. What's the percentage of this association preaching lecture from sadhu and prasadam? Are they the equally important, or they are...50% and 50% important.
Okay. That's why we have the Achintya Beda Beda Tattva.
我们有这个 Achintya Beda Beda Tattva 这个哲学。
Everything is simultaneously one and different.
一切都是即一即异的。
Right? So you cannot really say because it depends on, you know, the activity itself is not so much what's important, it's how much we are doing it with love and devotion and for the pleasure of Krishna.
那活动本身并不重要，要看我们有取悦 Krishna 的份爱是多么重，有多么大。Also, a question from Harry Vamsa, 南昌。怎样才能让 okay. 怎样才能让谈论 Krishna 的话题的喜乐程度达到年轻情侣在一起的喜乐？Question that, how can we, the level of, the bliss when we talk about Krishna can attain the level that the young couple they meet together, they are so happy. How can we attain that level?
By practicing. Just like, how do you get somewhere? By walking. You keep walking. How do you climb a mountain? You keep climbing.
通过休息练习，就好，就像我们走路，你怎么爬山啊？要一步一步的走。你怎么达到这顶点呢？就是通过那怎样达到目的地呢？就是通过千里之行，始于足下。
So we keep chanting and keep chanting and keep practicing, and then everything gets better.
我们不断的唱诵，我们不断的唱诵，不断的练习，这样一切会变得越来越好。
All right.
这样的回答可以吗？Okay, now there's still some, another part from Hari Vamsa, 南昌。
Okay.
Okay, 为什么大声念诵就能去除嫉妒和愤怒，但是念诵完十六圈遇到七刺激的事情又马上生气愤怒，说明什么？Why loud chanting can, eliminate envy and anger, but after chanting 16 rounds,As soon as I met something irritating, I still immediately got angry. What does that mean?
That means we're still not pure.
这意味着我们还没有纯粹、纯洁。
We still have lusty desires.
我们还有色欲。
So, from lust comes anger.
愤怒是源于色欲。
So that's why we have these lusty desires and we get angry.
因为我们有色欲，所以马上就会愤怒。
Okay.
可以吗？萨提。
So, but we just keep chanting and keep trying, and then gradually, at least we realize the anger is not good, right? Then we're getting purified, and then.Gradually, we can purify ourselves out of it. In our neophyte or conditioned stage, we think, no, my anger is very good. These other people are wrong. But anger pollutes everything.
至少呢，我们还能觉悟到、意识到这个愤怒并不好，那么需要净化，我们需要渐渐的去除这个愤怒。至少我们在在初级的阶段，在受条件限制阶段，我们意识到这点，至少不会像周围的人觉得啊生气发火，跟别人一样，这有什么不好的呢？但是愤怒它污染了一切。
Right.
Another question from Radhananda Mar. Do you have question? Have time?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, 深深顶拜亲爱的圣姑 Dev， 请问觉悟了的自我的灵魂，平时具体表现什么？靠死记硬背可以传教吗？这样的传教可以让人觉悟自我吗 ？Hare Krishna, obeisance to dear Shri Guru Dev. My question is that what's the symptom of the practical symptom for self-realized soul, and can we preach by rigidly, strictly reciting all the scripture, and can such preaching make others realize their selves?
This verse describes, you know, the pure devotee who's always thinking of Krishna and he's always busy and talking about Krishna and being with devotees that also talk about Krishna.
我们今天学的这个《博伽梵歌》世界九就谈到了纯粹奉献者，他们思我想我，倾其毕生服务，谈论我，从相互启迪中得到极大的满足和喜乐。
But not, you know, simply just reciting all the scripture. It depends on our conscience. Some people are reciting scripture just to show off that they know something. Some people are reciting scripture just to try to defeat somebody else. So that won't help anything.
死记硬背是不可没有用的，这是通过知觉。有的人在那里在引经据典，他们只是想要炫耀他们了解多少经典。有的人引经据典只是为了击败别人，这不能有助于事情。
It depends on our attitude.
这一切取决于我们的态度、心态。
When we're preaching, we're teaching. Preaching is teaching.
当我们传教的时候，是在教书育人，在教育别人。传教就是在英语。Teaching 和 preaching 都是很相似的这个词，就是传教就是教育。
We need to have love.
需要有传教是需要有爱，有需要有奉爱。
Okay.
可以吗？Sati, oh, Har Vamsa, another question from Har Vamsa.
Okay.
进来看一段 Tamakrishna Goswami 的视频，说要在早课之前念完16000，否则很难回归灵性世界。感觉这是非常的压力。香港人员怎么理解这一点 ？Recently, I saw a video, about Shri Tamakrishna Goswami. He said that, unless one chant his 16 rounds, finished his 16 rounds before Mangalarti, or else Gurudev cannot guarantee that one return back to spiritual world. I feel that a lot of pressure because I am far from that. How can I?
I don't know. If I never saw such a statement.
我不知道，我从来没有见过看过。
Some people may say, but you know, if somebody say somebody chants their rounds before Mangalarti, but they're very puffed up about it and thinking all these other devotees are fallen, then that's not they're not making progress.
有的人他们 就是很骄傲，就是跟别人宣称他们能在Vanglarti 之前能够念完十六圈儿，这种的是不可以帮助别人。
If someone is chanting 64 rounds, but they're very puffed up and proud about it, criticizing other devotees who are just chanting 16 rounds or chanting, you know, in the evening or something. The point is to chant attentively.
比如说有的人他念了64圈，然后他就开始批评那些只念16圈的人，然后晚上才念诵的人。要点是应该专注的念诵。
And it's not up to me to decide, you know, who's going to go back to Godhead. That's up to Krishna.
我没有权利来决定谁能回归神手，是 Krishna 才可以有权利决定谁回去。
Okay.
Okay, 可以吗？
今天的问题就到这里了，没有问题了。
That's all for today. No more questions.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai. Jai.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Jai.
Shio.
Finish.
I'm trying to hang up, but I don't see the. There we go.
Vaikuntha 之音服务员聆听，今天我们的早课就到这里结束了，非常感谢卡维参佐马哈拉智给我们的精彩的讲述和耐心的解答，感谢 Guru Mani Mataji 的翻译 Hare Krishna。